Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to turn to, believe it or not, Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. You ever heard of it? Anybody ever been to Fort Atkinson? Nice town. Been there. A lot of friends in Fort Atkinson. They had a discharge from a pipeline that was concealed for over a year. There's a Canadian company, Enbridge Energy, has run pipes from Illinois up to Alberta with dilutant for petroleum, pumps through 180,000 barrels a day, 180,000 barrels a day. On April 26, 2019, there was a leak. It ultimately, somebody said South Central Wisconsin. In fact, it was near Fort Atkinson on Black Hawk Island Road near the Rock River and Lake Koshkonong. So anybody been around there? I've been around there. There was a leak of dilutant for petroleum. They didn't report it or disclose it till July 31st, 2020. That's 15 months. For 15 months, they didn't disclose it. They did some testing. They sniffed around on their own. They should have disclosed it immediately. They should have more widely tested. They should have tested anybody's wells around there who wanted to be tested. The sad thing is that in 2015, Enbridge Energy lobbied the Republicans. They lobbied Walker, Voss, all of their fellow travelers and running dogs in the gerrymandered Republican legislature. And they got Voss and Walker to enact legislation to force property owners to let construction crews come on their property and bury pipes through their land. Seriously, this is for a private company. It's like Foxconn. Foxconn lobbied Walker, and they said, you have to sell your house. They said, wait a minute, this is my house. My kids like the school district here. I like the house. We've redone the kitchen. You know, we've done stuff like that, put money in it. Just love the place. Too bad, so sad. Too bad, so sad. Foxconn now owns the house. Get out. We'll give you assessed value. That happened. Under the Fifth Amendment, the Due Process Clause, you cannot take private property without a public purpose. If you want to put through a highway, I-43 or something, you have to have eminent domain or you're never going to be able to build highways. But you're not supposed to do it to help a private company like Enbridge Energy or Foxconn. This has been going on all over the country, always by Republicans. They not only cannot be trusted with money, they can't be trusted with your property. They will lie and say they're for private property. They're not for private property. This leak should have been disclosed right away, not 15 months later. There are a lot of very unhappy landowners around Lake Koshkonong and the Rock River and Fort Atkinson, especially on that road, Black Hawk Island Road. And if I had property there, I'd want my well tested. What are you going to do? If you want to get out of there, how do you sell it with a well that was impacted by the leak of a dilutant that was hidden for 15 months? One of the lines, Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Well, that's on my mind now. I know people there, and it puts a face on some people that have been drinking polluted water for that long because somebody's afraid to say we goofed up. Who's going to get charged with that? Who's going to be in trouble?
Right. Who's going to be in trouble? Well, here's the deal. Any homeowner around there is going to be able to sue. But the thing is, if they had gotten word quickly, you might have been able to mitigate some of this stuff. You let this stuff, for 15 months? You're right. Somebody screwed up. Okay. But you shouldn't be able to tell a private property owner, a private company, I'm coming on your land against your will and running pipe through your land somewhat near your well. I mean, you shouldn't be able to do that. Just go out and figure it and maybe run it along a road owned by the state or something. But I mean, private property is private property. That's why we have a constitution. That's why George Washington and the others fought the British. The British would stick soldiers in their homes and say, you got to put them up at your expense. You got to hide your teenage daughters and you got to feed them. Well, you know, George Washington and the rest of them said, no, that doesn't work for us. We're America. That doesn't work for us. Well, this doesn't work for me either. So, Rocky, no, thanks for calling in. I mean, the point is that this is wrong. This is wrong. You should not have a private company forcing people to run pipes through their land, discharging something like that, diluting for petroleum, have it go into the ground, and not tell everybody for 15 months. So the fact is
about that.
Yeah. So what do you think about that, Rocky? Do you agree with me?
Well, that strip of road, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it channels a river. It's like the closest thing to the bayou Wisconsin has. It's hard to think why they'd even want to run along that area. It's all like every year it floods out there, and it's where I think pipes should be anyway. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's right next to the Rock River and right near Lake Koshkonong, and this thing leaches into water when it discharges. So if you run a pipeline for any toxic substance, I don't care if it's the petroleum itself or the dilutant. And remember, 180,000 barrels a day, 180,000 barrels a day going from Manhattan, Illinois to Alberta, Canada, all the way through Wisconsin. Why Wisconsin? And if you're going to do Wisconsin, why next to our rivers and our lakes? I mean, they've got to be, and why force property owners when you can't under the Fifth Amendment? But Republican judges have now said, basically, if a big company wants it, it's okay. Well, no, that's not true. No, that's not true. That's my private property. It was the private property of the people in Foxconn down there in Mount Pleasant who liked their homes and had to give them up. It was the private property of the people near Lake Koshkonong on the Rock River. And Rocky, you apparently know the area. You know the area, Black Hawk Island Road. And, you know, you just added an important fact. If there's flooding in the spring and, you know, it's a very wet area, why in God's name are you running pipes through there? Why are you running pipes through there? It's wrong to run pipes through there. Anyway, Rocky, thanks a lot for calling in and giving that background on the area. I think that's very, very important. Very, very important. One other thing that to note, we've just found, remember the solar wind hack by Russia, solar wind? Apparently, they got into not only the Department of Homeland Security, but they got into the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, got all of his confidential emails, and they got into the State Department. This is under Donald Trump. They got into the State Department, and they got documents from the State Department. And you know something? It wasn't the government that discovered it. It was a private company that discovered it and told the government, one of our companies. This is pathetic. What Trump did is he mollycoddled Russia because he was afraid of Russia. Biden's not afraid of Russia. He's standing up to him. But Biden still has not appointed a czar, a cybersecurity czar. He still is not. Now, the Republicans are holding up some things, but they're not holding that up. Joe has got to get on the stick and the Democrats and get people in there right away. We're being hacked as we speak by the Chinese, by the Iranians, and by the Russians. We're being hacked as we speak. And somebody's got to do something about it. So this is a call. It's a call within the Democratic Party. Let's do something about it. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. My love.